Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that you go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google stores, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. We have a statewide reach. Actually, we also have a big Chicago listenership, Milwaukee, northern Wisconsin, everywhere, as well as the Madison area. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. It's a link that many of you asked for. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing radio broadcasts every day in this state. And the sole really tough hitting one against them is this station, Devil Radio, Devil Radio. You want to help us? You know, listen to us, advertise. If you're running for office, advertise. But there are other ways. We're doing well, but we very much appreciate your input on the Support Devil Radio app. This is a really weird story about Trump out of Florida that just came in. Now, there are a lot of weird stories about Trump, and frankly, they're tragic stories, the attack on our democracy, but this is just flat out weird one. And you remember the Steele report that came out that said that one of the reasons why Trump was so subservient to Putin was not just that he's being blackmailed financially and that the Russians have financed him for more than 10 years, 15, 20 years, but also that he was in a Moscow hotel room and he was with a bunch of women whom he thought were prostitutes, and in fact, they were KGB agents. And he engaged in some practices that are, I would say, abnormal. Well, here he is just the other day in Florida at a retreat for the Republican National Senate Committee. Okay, these are the insiders. Right in the middle of the speech, unconnected in context to anything he was talking about, he suddenly blurts out the following. I'm giving you an exact quotation. Quote, "I'm not into golden showers. You know, the great thing, our great first lady, that one," she said, "I don't believe that one." Now, that's just plain weird. Okay, I really, frankly, don't care what the guy does on his own time. Although if it means that Putin is blackmailing him and has him on video, he's a foreign policy threat. He was the 4 years he was in, did his best to destroy NATO to help Putin, destroy the EU to help Putin, and abandon Ukraine to help Putin. And he did that for a reason, because he's desperately afraid that the money that he took from the Ruskies comes out and that the video comes out. And I believe that video exists from everything I've read. But for him to say, I mean, come on, in the middle of a speech to the Republican National Senate Committee, right in the middle, out of context, out of the blue, quote, "I'm not into golden showers. You know, the great thing, our great first lady, that one," she said, "I don't believe that one." You know, everything else I believe about this guy. This is sad. He's a sad, sick individual. And he blurts out confessions. If you read Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky, the impulse to confess a great crime is innate in human nature. And this isn't, I could care less about what he does. And the crime is his betrayal of the United States to Russia, betrayal of the United States to Russia. And he's not alone in that family. Another story that just came out, and Google this, I'm not kidding about this one, is there's a story that when Ivanka Trump was in high school, she was at a window in the high school and there's a hot dog vendor out on the sidewalk and she flashes the guy. Okay, well, she was a kid. I don't know how extensive the flashing was. That's one very happy hot dog vendor. You know, why not, for instance, a pretzel vendor, or a chocolate turtle vendor? But she used the White House press room repeatedly to try to get the story quashed back when she was in there. It was unsuccessful, but it hasn't had great general currency. She does not deny it. It's a high school thing. What do I care? What do I care what Trump does in a Moscow hotel room? As long as he's not president, I don't care. But if he's president and it means that people, the Ruskies, go in and murder people in Ukraine, if it means that NATO is destroyed, slowly. He was starting to destroy it slowly. And the EU, I care a lot. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Nothing surprises me about Trump. All the norms have been broken. And even on a state level here with what Gableman's doing, what they did before Tony took office, took away a lot of his power. So now we have a shadow governor named Voss. Rule of law under the Walker administration meant nothing. And this is where the Republican Party is. At one time, I laugh at it now, they used to call themselves God's official party. Now, what a joke that is. But my fear here is on a national, I mean, you see this going on in our state. This state used to be upheld as one of the models of how to run government in the United States, not so much anymore. But somewhere along the line, Merrick Garland has to get a background. I don't know what their end game here is, what I'm saying. But you have to get these people on. You've got to correct the last 4 years with all the illegalities that went on. Your norm, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they've broken all the norms. And I never thought you could do what they're doing. I thought it was impossible. I thought our democracy was stronger than this. So my fear is that somehow this Trump can weasel his way back into power. And Jesus, yeah. You know what, Matt, another thing is, I don't know how corporate America can even back this guy or any of these Republicans that act in this manner. I don't know how they can do it. Don't they want a democracy also? I mean, that's what we're supposed to be all about here. I went on a tangent again this morning, but I, as an older gentleman, are a little fearful of what's going on, not only in this state with Gableman, but on a national level. And like Dick Madison brought up earlier, these guys like Bannon refusing to testify, and then if they go, they're not saying anything. Somewhere along the line, this has to change, or I'm fearful of the whole thing. So anyway, that's my thoughts for this morning, and I'm rambling on again. So thank you, Matt.
Oh, there you go, Paul. No, good stuff. Yeah, let me first of all try to soothe everybody's feelings on this thing. Yes, we're facing a constitutional crisis. This is not the first time. George Washington faced it. Abraham Lincoln faced it. Franklin Roosevelt faced it. The one thing that differed is, except for Lincoln, all of those presidents, people of all persuasions and types and parties, agreed with the peaceful transition of power. They agreed with the peaceful transition of power. What's different now, and this is the peculiar constitutional crisis we face, is that that's being, our democracy is being attacked on the front end and the back end. The front end, restricting voting, trying to limit the right of people to vote in democratic areas, and restricting it in every way you can and making it very difficult. But then at the very end, if the Democrat wins, it'll be the state legislators that count the votes in the upcoming elections in a number of states. And they're crooked. They're gerrymandered, crooked Republican legislatures. If Gableman and Voss, if Kevin McCarthy counted the votes in a state, he was one of the 160 Republicans who voted to decertify Biden. We know what he'd do. We know what they would do. Then it'll get up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is six Republicans on it. And under the 12th Amendment, the Constitution says that the legislature decides who the electors are. By that, they meant back in George Washington's time, you know, some eminent guy that, you know, they go with him. There were not presidential primaries back there. There weren't presidential elections back then. Now there are. If the Supreme Court says that presidential elections are only advisory and corrupt Republican legislatures that are gerrymandered pick the electors, there will be a civil war in this country. So word to the federal judiciary, this has got to stop, Paul. I don't think it'll get there. I think that what will happen is that cooler heads will prevail we're the greatest country that ever lived militarily and in wealth, but also in values and constitution. We will prevail. Thanks a lot for calling. Martina of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Martina?
Hey, good morning. Oh, what a blessed day. Huh? Hey, we're here. So what we need is some organizing. We are so disorganized, we citizens. We can't depend on the politicians for nothing. I would like to start them all with a blank sheet of paper. On the right side, you put down what you have done for people.
Martina, I'm not hearing you great. Are you on a speaker? Can you just speak maybe a little louder?
Oh. Try that. Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. It's good. Thank you.
Okay. Anyhow, on one side, what have you done for the people, for your constituency? What bills have you sponsored, co-sponsored, voted for, et cetera? On the other side, who owns you, and what did you give them for what they paid? Anyhow, start every politician, everybody stands for office, with that kind of a sheet of paper, and print the truth about it. So we know who we're dealing with. I mean, these people hide.
That's a very good insight. And let me give you a quick example before we go to the break. You know what they do, a lot of them in Congress? They'll vote against something in a committee vote and then for it on the floor, or for it in the committee vote and against it on the floor. And then they'll run an ad in whatever side they think their constituents like, saying, I vote against it or for it. And what they're lying is what they're doing. They're just splitting the votes.
It's quite a hand.
There's no leadership. You know that?
Yeah. We need our own leadership. We need to get organized.
Right. We need strong, very strong, independent people who are very, very honest, who are in there and do what's good for everybody. Martini, we got to go to a break. I want to thank you very much for calling in. I'd like to get your calls. There's a lot more coming up. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.